Welcome to today's deep dive. So imagine picking up like a standard gallon of milk at the grocery store, and the cashier rings it up for $41.
I'd probably ask if the cow was fed truffles.
Right, you'd just walk out. But that is the exact sticker shock that Ram truck owners face right now at the dealership parts counter.
Oh, it really is. It's wild.
So for this deep dive, our mission is unpacking a comprehensive guide on Ram 8-speed transmission fluid alternatives. Because Mopar's OEM fluid, it costs up to $41 a quart. And we have to ask, is that strictly necessary or are owners just paying a massive name tax?
Well, it's the ultimate maintenance dilemma, really. And to understand why using alternatives is so risky, we first must look at the original engineering.
Okay, so what makes this specific fluid so special?
So the OEM fluid, which is called ZF Lifeguard 8, it's actually distinctively green. But The main thing is it's intentionally very thin.
Thin? Like, how thin are we talking?
Well, at 100 degrees Celsius, it sits around 5.6 centistokes.
Okay, I don't know what a centistoke is, but I'm guessing that means it flows really fast.
Exactly. It flows incredibly fast. And that specific flow rate is what enables the rapid shifting that the Ram 8-speed is known for.
Which makes me wonder, does this mean buyers are just tossing in cheap, you know, universal ATF to save a buck?
Unfortunately, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And doing so causes harsh shifts or even real damage.
Wait, really? Real damage just from using a universal fluid?
Oh, yeah. The internal clutches rely on that specific thickness to operate smoothly. If it's too thick or the additives are wrong, it shutters.
I see. So it's kind of like finding an aftermarket fluid is a lot like matching a blood type.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you can't just guess, right? You have to look for specific compatibility, these sort of informal proxies.
Right.
Things like Dextron the 6th or Toyota WS or even Mercon LV. Those seem to pass the blood test, so to speak.
They do pass. And having established those strict scientific requirements, we can actually look at the top contenders that survived that test.
Let's talk economics then. What are we looking at for these alternatives?
So Valvoline Max Life is a big one. It's about $6 to $8 a quart.
Wow, compared to 41.
Yeah, I mean, it drops a standard 6-quart service from a staggering $240 down to under 50 bucks.
That is huge. But is it safe? I mean, 50 bucks sounds great, but not if my transmission falls out on the highway.
Well, it is safe. It's actually backed by 500,000-mile towing track records from owners online.
Okay, that's impressive. But what if I'm doing really heavy towing, like maxing out the payload all the time?
For heavier towing, you'd look at Redline D6 or AmSoil. They offer higher shear stability.
Shear stability, meaning it holds up better under all that physical stress.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The gears literally chop up the fluid over time, and high shear stability resists that.
Got it.
And, you know, if you just want the ZF-specific formula without the Mopar markup, Ravenol provides that.
Oh, nice. So there are real options. But choosing the fluid is only half the battle, right?
Yeah.
I was reading about all these DIY traps in the guides.
Oh, yeah. The actual fluid change is where it gets tricky.
Right. Because a standard pan drop only drains, what, about 6 quarts?
Yeah, just 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's leaving nearly 3 to 4 quarts of old fluid trapped in the torque converter.
Trapped in the torque converter, so you can't even get it all out.
Not with a standard drain, no. It just sits there.
Yeah.
And then there's an even bigger trap when checking the level.
Checking it cold.
Yeah, exactly. People check it cold instead of at operating temperature.
Oh, because the fluid expands when it's hot, so if you check it cold, it looks artificially low.
You got it. And then they overfill it,
yeah.
Which causes a whole new set of shifting problems.
Right. Well, this brings up the ultimate bottom line question for me.
Sure.
If my truck is still under factory warranty, is saving $150 worth the risk of FCA denying a claim?
The definitive answer, no. Absolutely not.
Don't do it.
Stick to the OEM until the warranty completely expires. It's just not worth giving them a reason to deny a major claim over fluid.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Play the long game. Well, to close out this deep dive, there was one detail that really stood out to me from the guides.
What's that?
The transmission filter. The fact that it's entirely integrated into the pan itself.
Oh, yeah. Requiring full replacement every 60K to 75K miles.
Right. You have to throw the whole heavy plastic pan away, which really makes you wonder, what does this trend of turning basic filters into large disposable hardware assemblies say about modern automotive engineering?
It's a great question.
Are they just prioritizing assembly line speed over, you know, sustainable long-term maintenance for the owner? Definitely something to mull over the next time you're crawling under the truck.